Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 20, Genesis chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. The Word of the Lord. She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. Deeply wired into every person is a desire to be seen, known, and unconditionally cherished by another. I approached a young woman during a training event who I thought seemed like a fun person to get to know. We developed a friendship, and over the years she points to that significant pivotal moment. She was feeling vulnerable, alone, and like an outsider. This was erased and replaced by joy when I noticed her and engaged in a meaningful conversation. Being seen by another changed everything for her in that moment. Hagar was not seen in Abram's home. She was viewed as property, an instrument to use. However, God saw, knew, and cherished her. This changed everything for her, the first woman to see God since Eve. God sees every person. What is your response to God who sees, knows, and loves you unconditionally? Who needs the awareness you see, know, and love them? Father God, thank you for seeing me. Today, I stand confident knowing I am not alone. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.